Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 65. Tonight, clear with a low of 41. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees will meet tonight at 6:15 at Wabash Valley College. The meeting will also be held by Zoom, and information for joining can be found on our headlines page. The night will begin with the seating of Roger Browning as trustee. He was appointed in February to fill the seat of retired trustee Al Henniger and will serve until the 2023 election. In new business, the board is anticipated to approve international students' transportation fees, an identity theft prevention plan, the FY21 audit, and the 2023 through 2025 academic calendars. After various reports, the board is scheduled to enter executive session. It will then approve the personnel report before adjourning for the night. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
It's never too late to go back to school, and Frontier Community College is here to help. Achieve your educational goals with GED test prep classes offered in person on our campus in Fairfield or in Albion or Flora. We even offer classes online to meet the demands of your busy schedule. As always, the classes are free, and we even offer vouchers to help pay for the exams. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to sign up now.
In other news, Wayne County deputies arrested 31-year-old Fairfield resident Richard W. Gerard this morning on a Wayne County warrant for obstructing a peace officer. He also was issued citations for driving while suspended and operating an uninsured motor vehicle. Gerard was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $520 bond. Fairfield police arrested 22-year-old Mount Vernon resident Austin P. Frazier yesterday. He was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for violation of an order of protection, and he was held, pending the posting of $770 bond. The Grayville City Council met last night. Jeremy Smith reports.
The Grayville City Council met in regular session Monday night. After approval of the consent agenda, the treasurer reported $1,870,118.36 in the investment account, $935,328.25 in the restricted account, and $299,503.79 in cash available for operations, for a total of $3,104,950.40. The police chief reported 67 calls of service for the month of February, including theft over $500, criminal damage to property, possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, domestic violence, and 3 wanted on warrants. He also reported 5 citations, 5 criminal arrests, and miscellaneous ordinance violations. In executive session action, the council approved the hiring of the city's 5th full-time officer to start on April the 18th. In old business, the council approved Ordinance 922, regulating video gambling. There was no update on the water filtration plant. In new business, the council authorized the application for the PARC grant and approved the authorization of the application for the Department of Transportation raise grant. All other items on the agenda were tabled. The next regular session Grayville City Council meeting is set for Monday, March the 28th at 7 p.m. in the Grayville City Hall. Reporting for TOC News, I'm Jeremy Smith.
Applications for the Albion Moose Family Center 621 Deceased Pilgrim Memorial Scholarship are now available. They may be picked up from Edwards County Guidance Counselor Kelly Biggs at ECHS. Scholarship Committee Chairman Michael Snydel says they are not available at the lodge, but applications may be mailed by contacting Biggs at 445-2325. They must be returned or postmarked by Friday. This is the 22nd year for the scholarship program, and the award is $2,000. Recipients are chosen based on their individual skills in leadership, citizenship, extracurricular activities, GPA, Moose affiliation, and a 500-word essay on the value of the fraternal organization to my community. Applications are available to any ECHS senior or any senior attending a public high school in Wayne, Wabash, White, or Richland counties. Illinois State Police say the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed by Congress last year will help reduce highway fatalities. The act will build and repair roads and bridges, but it also has portions dedicated to helping law enforcement keep people safe. ISP Director Brendan Kelly says they include anti-drunk driving technology and move over law enforcement.
Automakers will have to implement performance monitoring systems such as outside lane assist cameras and sensors, as well as internal equipment that will track head and eye movement. These will be impairment detection systems that will inhibit vehicle movement. And we will see direct benefits to the move over law as funds have been earmarked for the study of messaging and awareness campaigns, enforcement reviews, and new improvements to the program.
Additionally, he says there will be new car bumper and hood standards to protect pedestrians and cyclists in case of an accident. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce held its annual dinner last night at the Willow Creek venue near Fairfield. It announced, moving forward, it will be known as the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce and will incorporate businesses in the rest of the county, including Sisney and Wayne City. Tim McBride was named the 2022 Outstanding Community Service Award winner at the event, and La Fuente was honored as the Business of the Year. Chamber Board President Michelle Garner presented the award to McBride, the retiring president of the board. She said he has owned and operated Save-A-Lot for 25 years in Fairfield and has made it the number two Save-A-Lot in the nation. It was honored as Business of the Year in 2018. Board Vice President Amy Vaughn presented the 2022 Business of the Year to Danny Zaragoza, owner of La Fuente. She spotlighted the restaurant's Dine to Donate program, which, in 2021, raised over $17,000 for various causes. Zaragoza thanked the community and his family for their support in growing the business, which also has locations in Flora and Mount Vernon. Last year's Outstanding Community Service Award winner was Brad Jessup, and the 2021 Business of the Year was Zerlini Enterprises. In the dinner's newest tradition, Fairfield Mayor Mike Dreith handed out his second annual Smile Award to the director of the Fairfield Community High School and City Bands, Joshua Livesay. The mayor highlighted the leadership shown by Livesay, who last week directed the band at the state basketball tournament at the University of Illinois, the first time an FCHS band has played in that tournament. The mayor said the idea for the award came from his wife, who believes in finding and shining a light on those who make the city a kinder and gentler place to be. SMILE stands for Shines, Motivates, Inspires, Leads, and Excels. Last year's honoree was Christy Horning. Frontier Community College has introduced a Small Business Development Center, or SBDC, in conjunction with a grant with Southeastern Illinois College. Claire Vaughn will head the program in Fairfield, and she gave a rundown of its services on Morning Coffee Monday.
We are there to help small businesses develop. So if you are thinking about starting a small business, if you have a small business and you need help with accounting, finance, marketing, web development, anything like that, like we can help you. And it's a free service. And the SBDC, it's a nationwide organization, and it's been going for about 40 years. So we're kind of coming in late to the game, getting it here in Fairfield, but it's a great opportunity for this town, you know, to work together, come out there, get some free services, and we can help develop some more businesses and help those existing businesses also.
The SBDC will hold an open house in Clements Elizabeth Cox Hall at FCC on April 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. Anyone interested in its services or in networking is invited to attend. Attendees are also welcome to attend a home Bobcats baseball game following the open house. Anyone with questions can call 842-3711 extension 4516 or email vaughnc2@iecc.edu. Local McDonald's restaurants are celebrating area healthcare workers by offering a free beverage in the drive-thru to any healthcare worker through Friday. Owner-operator Michael Moreland said, "We count on healthcare heroes to be there during the toughest of times, and the offer is a way to celebrate their efforts during the pandemic and every day. To redeem, workers must show a valid healthcare ID badge when ordering in the drive-thru, and no purchase is necessary.
The Fairfield, Albion, Mount Carmel, McLeansboro, and Carmi locations are participating in the giveaway. The IDPH reported 3 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County since Friday afternoon. Wabash, Hamilton, and Richland counties each added 2 cases on the state website, and Edwards County increased by 1. Marion County added 5 cases, Jefferson County 4, and Lawrence County 1. White and Clay counties held steady. As a state, Illinois announced 2,324 new cases and 32 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,048,042 cases and 33,107 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 2.1% on the 11th, down from 2.4% on the 10th. Its 7-day average availability for ICU beds was 21%. The Better Business Bureau is asking people to be aware of the various aspects of supply chain issues. Investigator Don O'Brien says it's been a challenge to get products to their intended destinations, leading to empty shelves, rising prices, and angry consumers. He says there have also been accusations of price gouging, and he has some tips on how people can identify gouging versus the cost of doing business.
Let's say you want to put a new roof on, or you want to put a new deck on, or a fence, or something like that. A good contractor is going to be transparent with you through the entire process. He or she is going to say to you, hey, this is what my cost is, and they may write the contract. You know, they may put some riders in to saying, hey, if the price of the goods go up, we may have to charge you more. So, again, make sure you're working with a good business that's going to be transparent. If they're kind of wishy-washy and, you know, they just don't know, they don't want to put things in writing, that might be a red flag.
He says people should shop around, cut back when possible, and maintain equipment that could be costly to replace. He also asks people to be kind to frontline workers who often bear the brunt of angry customer reactions, but have little say, if any, in what prices may be. Local and state police are beefing up patrols for the St. Patrick's Day holiday. Kim Howard has more.
More law enforcement officers are now on the roads and holding special DUI checkpoints and seatbelt enforcement zones. It's all about keeping people safe, says Illinois Department of Transportation spokesperson Paul Wapple. He has this advice.
There are going to be a lot of extra law enforcement out and about all throughout the state looking for people driving under the influence. They'll be doing seatbelt enforcement as well, roadside safety checks. You know, we just want everybody to get where they're going safely. You know, if you're going to go out St. Patrick's Day before, on that day, or after, you know, go to a party or celebrate, please don't drive if you're going to use alcohol or cannabis. Have a designated driver. Do that ahead of time. Plan ahead.
The St. Patrick's enforcement will run through the early morning hours of March 18th. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. 1-pound package fresh strawberries, 2 for $3. 5-pound bag mandarin oranges, $2.99. 1-pound bunch fresh asparagus, 2 for $5, or an 8-pound bag of russet potatoes, 2 for $5. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 75-year-old Albion resident Mary Jo Barnard died on Saturday. Mary Jo Barnard is survived by her husband John, children Jessica and Nathan, 5 grandchildren, and 2 brothers. Services will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church. Visitation will be Wednesday from 4 to 7 at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home. 77-year-old Norris City resident Donald Ray James died on Friday. Don James is survived by daughters Diana, Judy, Kendra, and Kelly, 12 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, sisters Norma and Daphne, and numerous nieces and nephews. Visitation will be Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 at Campbell Funeral Home, to be followed by services with military honors at Powell Cemetery. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Trask C. Smith died on Saturday. Trask Smith is survived by his father Tom, mother Misty, 2 grandparents, fiancée Alicia, and several aunts, uncles, and cousins. Services will be Friday at 1 at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 68-year-old Fairfield resident Jackie Carter died on Friday. Jack the Can Man Carter is survived by 5 siblings. No formal services will be held, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 101-year-old Fairfield resident Virginia L. Ellis died on Friday. Services will be Thursday at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 57 degrees. Time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 33,432, up 487. The NASDAQ is at 12,860, up 278 and rising fast. Current price of crude oil is $96.01, up a penny since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
It's time for a Tuesday check of sports. High school baseball from last night, FCHS over Newton 4-2. Casey Westfield tops Edwards County 3-1. Carmine White County an 11-4 winner over Red Hill. In college softball, Kaskaskia College sweeps a doubleheader from Frontier. In Game 1, it was Kaskaskia over FCC 9-0. Kaskaskia won Game 2 12-4. Happy Whiting did have a 3-run homer for the Bobcats in that game. Junior high volleyball, it was Sisney over Wayne City, 17-25, 25-11, 15-4. In the JV match, Wayne City defeats Sisney, 25-22, 25-19. In the C match, Sisney and Wayne City split a set apiece. At the IESA 8-2A sectional at Casey Westfield, Roosevelt Junior High, Albion defeats Oblong, 2-0 for the sectional championship. Albion advances to the 8-2A state tournament at Auburn. They'll play New Berlin at 8:15 p.m. Friday in a Class 8-2A quarterfinal. Kings over the Bulls 112-103 in the NBA last night. Elsewhere, Cavaliers 120, Clippers 111 in overtime. Hawks over the Trailblazers 122-113. Nuggets 114, 76ers 110. Hornets get by the Thunder 134-116. Timberwolves over the Spurs 149-139. Warriors 126, Wizards 112. Bucks get by the Jazz 117-111, and the Raptors beat the Lakers 114-103. In the NHL, Coyotes over the Senators 5-3. Cameron Smith finished atop the leaderboard to win the PGA Players Championship. Smith shot a final round 66 Monday to finish at 13-under for the tournament. Amir Bhan Lahiri finished in second, and Paul Casey third. Kevin Kisner and Keegan Bradley were fourth and fifth. Here's your schedule for today. In high school baseball, FCHS is at Grayville. High school softball, FCHS is at Grayville. In college baseball, Frontier hosts Sauk Valley Community College for a doubleheader this afternoon. In junior high volleyball at the SIJHSAA Class S Regional at Allendale, New Hope takes on St. Mary's in quarterfinal action. It's a semifinal game between Sisney and the New Hope St. Mary's winner after that. The final game tonight has Jasper versus Clay City in a semifinal match. The NCAA men's basketball tournament tips off this evening with a pair of play-in games. The first game matches 16 seeds Texas A&M Corpus Christi and Texas Southern. The winner will face Midwest Regional number 1 seed Kansas. Two number 12 seeds, Indiana and Wyoming, meet in the second game. The winner will go up against East Region number 5 seed St. Mary's of California. NBA action tonight. Pacers host the Grizzlies, Nets at the Magic, Pistons at the Heat, and the Suns at the Pelicans. In the NHL, Blackhawks at home against the Bruins, Stars at the Maple Leafs, Coyotes at the Canadiens, Ducks at the Rangers, Islanders at the Capitals, Penguins at the Predators, Golden Knights at the Jets, Red Wings at the Oilers, Devils at the Canucks, Avalanche at the Kings, and the Panthers at the Sharks. That is a Tuesday check of sports.
I'm Drew Pounson, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 41. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 67. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 46. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 69. Thursday night, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a low of 48. And Friday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 55. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 34.
WFIWradio.com. WFIWradio.com. Your hometown homepage.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-597-2010. That's 1-800-597-2010. 1-800-597-2010. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
I'm Drew Pounson, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 41. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 67. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 46. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 69. Thursday night, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a low of 48. And Friday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 55. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 34.
When you think of everyday great deals on love seats, recliners, and sectionals, you need to think of Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center has some of the best deals in the area, and they have them every day. Shop Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center. They'll treat you right.
Here's what's going on. The Wayne County Historical Society will meet on Thursday, March 17th at 6 p.m. at the Jeff Ruritan Building. This will be a soup supper for all and a general discussion about the village of Jeff. All members and prospective members are invited. And the Edwards County High School Musical Department will hold its first full dinner theater event this month for the first time since 2019. Shows with dinner will take place on the 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th. Tickets can be purchased for $20 by calling 445-2325.